Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First Rate Ag and Holders is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. Look at Bill's hat, please.
Hold on. Give me a second.
There's First the logo. Rate. There's the logo.
First Rate. It'd be an incredible logo. Right there. Freeze it.
Is there a chance we can get like one of those cutouts made that I could take out to Parker?
Like this.
I'm serious. Just like that. It'd be a great logo. God dang it. Think about it. They'd have to pay you for that.
It'd be worth it, I think. I think we could work a discount out for them. I don't think I'm really that high, Domenica. What's it going to take? I don't think a lot of bargaining.
If you're the logo, they got to pay you a lot.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I'll be your agent.
Tell you one thing. They are swamped right now. I go, how are you liking the downtime? Well, guess what? Phones are ringing. Phones are ringing right now.
Why are they ringing?
Well, you know what? When you have fields that are that clean, your yield is like, boom, through the roof. Absolutely through the roof. So it's incredible. Oh, yeah. What they're getting done. So everyone's like, so all we have to do is hire you, and then we make a lot more money ourselves. That's it. That's all you have to do. Call Parker.
It's got
to
be a catch. No catch.
There's no catch. You just call Parker, and then all of a sudden, you double your income. That's all you have to do. Jeez. We can't do it because we don't have... We're short land, Steve. We're short. Yeah, we don't have any.
We don't have that big land.
We don't have land. People have land.
We can change this.
There's still time.
We got to start making moves to make money.
We should. We should get some land, too.
Yeah.
Duke's got a little acreage out there by Malcolm.
What would you do with your land?
We're going to get 2 cows. So I have to drive out there and so I can tell Laura, I go check the cattle. Go out and check them out. Yeah.
It's the reason to get out of the house.
Yeah.
They're both, to see what you do with your land.
They're both there.
What do you do with your land?
I don't know.
Would you farm it?
I'd like to have some land.
I'd monitor my land.
I'd look at it, admire it.
It's nice to have land.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks to First Rate Ag. It's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Let's do this.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Wild Card Wednesday. What do you have in your mind today?
Well, I thought I'd talk football.
Do it.
If that's okay. I know you guys are immersed in basketball right now.
Immersed.
Just like want
to. Not immersed.
Not immersed. Like, we're going to talk a little bit of this. Let's talk this. The tiebreaker could be a backbreaker.
Good headline.
Let's talk S&P, Sankey and Petitti. Because right now.
That's the subhead.
Think about the flex right now, Petitti, like that. Four of the top five are his.
In the playoff rankings.
1-2. Imagine the time that 1-2. What if the Big Ten wins it all? And that's 2 years in a row. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, a little power shift here.
Ooh.
A little bit of that. Hang on. From now on like that.
Good point.
Yeah. Hey, Sankey, yeah, we'll meet up here.
Yeah.
Fly
come to Chicago.
You guys want to get together? Yeah. Meet up.
Get up here, Chicago.
Yeah. Come on up. I'm sure we can accommodate you.
It's okay. Rosemont.
Yeah.
It's Rosemont. You can find my office.
Yeah, going on. Let's talk about this, though. So the Big Ten, okay, they only have four teams with a shot. Everyone else is not. There's no one else even ranked. I think the SEC's got like eight or nine ranked
teams.
That's
the thing. That's what Sankey would say.
Sankey would say, well, we had a little top heavy, a top loaded, but you can flex back with it. So you had the double flex going on. But there's only four with a shot. So think about this now. We talked about the weirdness that can happen. Indiana beats Ohio State. So they have Penn State one loss. Ohio State then would have two losses. So now it's going to come down to who's in the championship game between Indiana and Penn State, and they don't play each other. So that means it has to go down to the tiebreaker is going to be where it goes down to. I mean, it creates a lot of issues that come up with how deep this tiebreaker goes. Well, it doesn't go real deep in the Big Ten. Oregon, it's almost a lock. It's a miracle for them not to be in the championship game. They're going to win out, it looks like. Ohio State's in a great spot. But Ohio State's nervous. If you have two losses, get nervous. Get nervous. You're not a slam dunk to be in, which I'll talk about in a second. But Penn State is the one. So Indiana controls their destiny. Penn State does not. Ohio State controls their destiny. And Oregon controls their destiny. Penn State needs help. They're the ones sitting there going, to get in the championship game, we need help to be able to make it. But not
because they lost a head on hand.
Yeah, they lost that. So three control went out and you're in like that. So the death blow to the conference. Minnesota upsets Penn State. Minnesota upsets Penn State. That would be a death
blow. That's possible.
Because they're out.
That's possible. That could potentially take Penn State out of it.
Would they be out of that for sure,
well,
then?
Not for sure, but...
They could lose two and be in.
But it could be... It'll be incredible drama.
Right now, yeah.
It'll be incredible drama. The Big Ten, here's what the Big Ten wants. The Big Ten is dying for the Indiana-Ohio State game to be close, but they want Ohio State to win. They do not want Ohio State to lose and have two losses.
Oh.
They don't want the championship game to be Indiana
against
Oregon. That's not who they want. They want the rematch. You talk about the power of Ohio State.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what they want.
That's
but they want it to be a close, close game. So Indiana also secures what?
A that they're in.
I think Indiana, I don't know how they get knocked out with one loss. But that is the dilemma. That's nothing compared to the SEC. Whoa.
There's a flip there.
He did that.
There's Page a chance. Two. There's a chance that eight teams could be 6-2. There's a chance that eight teams can be 6-2. So right now, Tennessee's 5-1. They play at Georgia. Okay. Can Georgia win that?
Of course they can, but I don't expect it. But
it could happen.
Yeah, they could.
Okay. Texas A&M and Texas play each other. They're 4-1 and 5-1. Someone's going to two losses. Yep. Also, Texas is at Arkansas this week. What if Arkansas upsets them? What if that happens? Then it gets down to A&M would be in charge. Georgia, 5-2. Ole Miss, 4-2. Alabama, 4-2. Missouri, 4-2. LSU, 4-2. They do have three losses because they have the other loss. The other ones only have the two losses. Think how deep that it has to go. The depth into the tiebreaker system when you have five teams tied at 5-2.
Oh.
Then it's common
upon how the hell would that work?
And right now, Georgia's in a pickle. Georgia's in a major pickle. Right now, they were first out because Ole Miss and Alabama hold the head-to-head. That's where it goes first, head-to-head. So the chance of Georgia being in the SEC championship game, not very good. Here's the next thing. There could be 7 to 8 teams. There's also a great chance that the team that goes to the SEC championship game with two losses, it might be both of them, they just won, and they lose their third game, that they're in the SEC championship game, don't make the playoffs.
And then out, yeah. Mm.
The team that's sitting gets in. That can happen.
Oh, yeah, a team that's not even in the SEC championship game.
So the ones that are in just sitting there going, okay, we got two losses. And the two-loss team went. Let's just say that Ole Miss goes with two losses, and they lose to Oregon, and they lose to Texas A&M, whoever it is.
Okay.
Like that. They have then three what? Losses.
Then what?
Chance, all these other teams only have two losses.
So
does a data point of you got to the championship game going to overrule the chance that you lost the championship game?
Oh.
Or if you lose the championship game bad,
yeah,
you go out there and you get beat 38-7.
You're almost penalized for being in the championship game is what you're saying, right?
Borderline.
Another game you could lose.
Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely the rabbit hole of these tiebreakers like that. And talk about setting off World War III. Just imagine it goes, well, it ended up being the score differential of game five is what we determined because it goes down. It's like eight levels, and it's so hard to follow them because you can't, well, it's like Rubik's Cube. But it could be the SEC is a slam dunk for being, there's a chance they all might be Have two losses. Every one of them.
Oh, that's going to be
every
weird.
Every one of them.
It could get really weird.
Now, LSU will probably get eliminated because they're not high enough in the rankings because of the previous loss. But this could happen that every one of them is 10-2.
Now, doesn't that put a lot of pressure on the committee, the college football playoff committee?
Insane
ungodly pressure.
And it's an invite. So now you guys start going like, oh, hang on now. So then are they going to take, would you take an Ole Miss at two losses or a Georgia at that? Or who's going to get bounced maybe is who? 11-1 Indiana.
Oh.
11
is so you can't bounce a one-loss team.
But you're going to you think
can't do it.
Do you think they won't talk about it?
No, they'll talk about it.
That's why the Big 10 has to have this game be close.
Indiana
it's got to be a 27-24 back and forth.
Yeah.
And they want Ohio State to win. Because if Ohio State loses, they go to two losses. It's like, okay, they're out of the championship game.
Right. But they're still in the playoff, right?
Probably.
God dang.
Probably, but they would have to be like, they'll be like a 10 seed.
There's a world, Jake. Now, this is a great world for Jake. There's a world that's very imaginable where Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia aren't in the playoffs.
In a 12-team playoff.
In a 12-team.
There's a world.
When they expanded to eight more teams.
Right. Georgia right now, they're in a pickle.
Major pickle.
I mean, they've got two losses. And when you just watch them, they're not playing great.
Bill, their offense, get ready for this. It's ranked 50th in the country.
Yeah,
they have the number 50 offense. Their offensive line's not good. And who are they playing?
Yeah, Tennessee.
What's Tennessee?
Good
killer
defense.
Well, up front, they're really good.
It's going to be probably a 23-20 game. Who wins it? Who knows?
I like Tennessee. But that's fascinating. Now, here's the team that has so much somehow. Penn State has an incredible amount of grace. Like
they're fourth. Right now.
They're fourth, and if they lose two, that's all right. You're all right. You'll still get in. They're not that good. It's amazing. They have an incredible amount of grace.
Does anybody think that Penn State can win the national championship?
No.
Right now?
No. You give them no shot against Oregon, nor do I. I give them no shot to beat Oregon. No, very, very little.
But then, like I said, think about the conspiracy theory of what if they lose?
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house, guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To Minnesota. Mm-mm. That might knock him out. What if Indiana, there's a chance that it complete mayhem that two teams from the Big Ten get in.
Right.
Two to three teams.
Who would you take right now in a game, Indiana or Penn State?
Indiana.
I've watched
behind them.
From watching the game.
I like Indiana a lot more.
Especially if you went neutral site.
Yeah.
Neutral site, I'm taking Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana plays really good defense. They're much more... They're way better on the perimeter than Penn State offensively. Way better.
And their defense is good.
Yeah.
But just think.
It's legit defense.
It's a legit think defense. I'm telling you right now, the mayhem that's sitting in that meeting room down there. Because again, like I said, when you start
college football playoff,
you start talking, what you're hoping for is like, they were even and they had a head-to-head game. That overrules everything. Done. Boom. Slide them here. There's going to be things where you go, hold it. They have their head-to-head, but then they have this head-to-head. So now we go to level C.
I don't know.
It's going to go to level F in the tiebreaker system of who gets in. And just imagine if they're. That's why Drinkowitz came out and said, "Hey, now, if we went out and we go 10-2 in the SEC and we have two losses in the SEC, we should be in."
Do they have a chance to win out?
Yeah, they do. They have a chance to win out.
So they're through the tough part, maybe, of their
schedule. They have somebody else. They have work to do. Yeah, so for them to win out, probably very difficult. But point is,
don't even think about Missouri.
But you don't even think about Missouri. And nor LSU. And LSU is going to be like, hey, just a little heads up here. Our record is the same in conference as everybody else.
Oh, you're right.
We beat Ole Miss.
This all speaks to, maybe you want to expand that playoff a little bit more. Can you get to 14 anytime soon? 16?
It's going. It's going. There's no chance to hold back because
it's going to get wild.
It's going to get wild.
It's beautiful though, right?
And the other conferences are kind of like, Big 12. How many getting in? One. That's what they're getting in. One. Like I said, there's no.
Who wins the conference?
That's the ACC is probably going to get in what? One.
Now we're speaking to some flaw too. I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, you better win the Big 12.
So what if it comes down to Indiana and Notre Dame? Okay. And who's getting in with one loss? And you say, well, Notre Dame's loss is to a 500 Northern Illinois at home.
Yeah.
And Indiana's loss is on the road to Ohio State.
Isn't that easy?
Seems easy, but then also there's a chance that the A&M is the SEC champion and Notre Dame went to A&M and beat them.
Oh boy!
So they have the big win. Who's Indiana's big win?
Well,
they wouldn't have one. They wouldn't have one. So you start saying, "Well, that's pretty simple, right?" And then someone goes, "Hey, checkmate here, real quick. Let me talk about this."
Oh, the committee's going to have a lot of pressure.
Oh man! And then it is going to be. And then the teams that are hovering. You'd always say, "Who really cares about 10 through 12? 10 through 12 is going to be Alabama, Georgia." Maybe it's going to be teams of power. It's not going to be teams of like, let them in, whatever. I mean, and right now, do you want to play Notre Dame right now?
No. Probably not.
No.
Defense is really good.
They're rolling.
They're playing at a high level.
But guess what it's done? There's still 26 teams that are still alive to get in. There's a bunch of teams that can still get in by winning their conference championship. They still have a shot.
You were right. It's way better now. Like, because there's so many teams that have a shot.
Think about this conversation. If it was just four teams right now,
it wouldn't be much of a conversation.
Seven teams we'd be talking about instead of 28. And the games you can't wait to see that you wouldn't even care about. Now it's like, oh man, this is must see TV. Oh,
Indiana, Ohio State. Yeah. Think about the ramifications of that game.
Imagine this when the season started. I'll tell you one thing. Can't wait to get a piece of this game. No, wasn't even thought about.
Nope.
Guess
now,
what? Google me.
Oh, Google me. God.
Changed the world.
He did.
Hey, who's going to be coach of the year?
Freaking Google me. Who else? Who would be second?
You could give Deion Sanders a run for that award. I mean, right now, it's definitely Cignetti over him.
Deion's in that conversation.
Are you at least going to talk to Vandy about coach of the year?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to talk about him.
Yes.
Army's undefeated.
Army's undefeated.
Yeah.
What if Army rolls it? Like that? Now, Army plays, they have a playoff game. They play Notre Dame in, I think, a week. And I think it's in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, nobody's talking about Army.
Is it really hard for them to win? Yes, it will be. But just imagine if they do. That knocks Notre Dame out.
Ooh.
They're out.
That's the beauty, though.
Yeah.
And then also, these are playoff games without
a... And like right now,
before the playoff.
Boise's not in the top 12, but they are because they're going to be the... Right now, they'd be the top group of five.
What if Army goes undefeated, though?
Hands down, Army gets in. Yep. Boise doesn't get in.
Nope.
Yeah, because they who'd you beat? Well, we beat...
Ooh, Army versus Notre Dame is gigantic.
Yeah.
So gigantic.
Playoff game.
It's a play-in game.
It's one of those, the Indianapolis play-in games.
God almighty. We could talk 2 hours on this, by the way.
Why wouldn't the show be longer? Why does Jake push back on that?
We have to wrap it up, though.
Yes.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty.
Sorry,
at Mid Plains Advisors.
Sorry, Jake.
Great conversation.
No, it's okay. I'll make it shorter next time.
No, don't do that. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance
to win. Do song of the day. Play that whole thing.
Business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a wild card Wednesday.
No lyrics.
Today, famous lead singers. I will give you
no
the singer.
It's all you.
You tell me what band. I'll give you the singer.
I don't know anyone.
Oh, my God, Bill. You drove around Pender listening to these.
I hope it's the Rolling Stones. I can get them. Is the Rolling Stones on there?
I cannot say yes or no.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
464-5685. Shut up, Simple starts right now.
The Eagles. We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call to take down Sip and Bill in trivia. The record this week is 2-0, 39-33 overall.
That's
six
right.
Games above 500. Kind of cooking,
right? Yeah, yeah. Let us cook.
God, we could do, you could do Bill's Thrills playoff talk every day.
Jake doesn't really want that.
He cut us off.
No, I'm freaked out a little bit right now. I went through
it last night in my garage, and it was like an hour.
Were you freaked out?
I was freaked out. I started doing the numbers. I go, eight teams could be tied. Eight teams tiebreaker.
Do you have your computer set up out there?
No, I just have a notepad. That's it. I have a notepad in my phone, and I look at the standings. And I was blown away by four of the top five are Big Ten, and that's it.
Wow.
That's 18 teams, and that's it.
Then it's Iowa and Minnesota after that.
We have Alex on the line. Alex, how do you feel about famous lead singers today, Alex?
Just okay.
All right. Well, Bill,
I feel pretty good.
Bill does not feel good about this, but he is a lifeline.
I feel good.
Alex, this is where I struggle.
Alex, no, you don't. You don't struggle.
Alex, first question goes to you. What band was Jerry Garcia the lead singer of?
This is incredible. This is incredible.
Wow. I have no idea.
Hang on. I'm taking it.
Don't take it yet.
I'm taking it.
Five seconds, Alex. Five. Four. Three.
I have no idea.
No guess. All right. All right, Bill. You want to take this one?
Trucking.
Grateful
Down to New Orleans.
Brilliant.
Now, you used yourself.
I did. I want to be part of it.
That's okay.
That's okay. I got us the lead, Steve.
1-0 lead.
Jake, that was a layup.
Come on.
Well, Alex got it wrong. So was it a layup?
No. All right.
You're right.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Wasn't your question.
Okay. Checkmate.
First question. Bill's out of play. What band was Chester Bennington the lead singer of?
I've done you no good here because I have no idea.
Chester, he's my band. I'm blank. This is trouble.
Come on, Steve.
What was your band?
Steve, it's your band.
My all-time favorite band here.
Don't say it, Alex.
Okay, I'm having an old. A senior moment right
he
now.
He knows it, Steve.
Yeah, Chester Bennington.
And Sip knows
the
this
kids
one
are all right.
5 seconds. Five.
Keep singing the song. Maybe it'll come to
four. Three.
Alex already has.
Two. One.
Offspring.
Bye.
Oh, it's not Offspring?
No. Who was that, Alex?
That'd be Linkin Park.
Oh, I didn't
Brilliant!
Know. Who was it?
Linkin Park.
I didn't know that. That's correct. A tough one.
That's incredible. You got Linkin.
That's tough.
Alex, you got to win here.
It's not over yet. 1-1. Not over yet. Alex for the lead. This should also be, I think, a layup here.
Now, if that was not out of hand, I probably should have got it.
Alex, what band was Ozzy Osbourne the lead singer of?
Black Sabbath.
Well, Bill's saying this is going to be hard. He's saying it's too easy.
Okay, now, Bill.
2-1
this has gotten scary because my mind, I got to lock in. I think the playoff talk freaked me out so much. I'm locked in.
Okay, Sip, for the tie, what band was Michael Stipe the lead singer of?
Oh, that's R.E.M. Thank God.
Brilliant.
Brought them up in the show earlier.
Yeah.
I love R.E.M.
Do you?
Yeah. This will go to you guys. And Alex,
right,
we can over under your number.
This. Yeah.
Sip and Bill.
How old is Michael Stipe?
Nope. How old is Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh. Okay.
So we're putting the number out?
Yeah, you guys are. Yep.
Throw something down, Steve.
Okay.
I thought a couple older, but I'm fine with that.
Ooh.
I'm fine with
that. Okay, now hold on. Let me think about this. You thought a couple older.
Add one to it.
72.
Over under 72.
We nailed
for
it pretty
Ozzy's
close.
Age.
You can tell, Jake.
Yeah, Alex.
He's probably 75.
On the dot.
Brilliant.
Settled.
75. He turned 76 on December 3rd.
Thank you, Alex. You whipped us.
Alex, nice win today. We'll get you back.
Got after us, Steve.
Bill was not sure about the topic, and he was upset that it was so easy.
I knew you'd be good at it because you've listened to these bands. Those are pretty easy, except for Chester Bennington.
Well, Alex got that right. Alex
yeah, he did. He did.
What he had.
You checkmated me.
400 guesses, I wouldn't have got it. 400. I don't even know who Linkin Park is. I have no idea. I've never even heard of them.
They're a good band.
They had the number one song in the country, and I think it was in 2001.
Oh. Numb?
No, I don't. Was it? Yeah, yeah. I think
or
it was.
Or in the end, one of those two probably was number one.
I've never heard of them. I have no idea.
We'll play some Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Time.
It's not it's spelled like Lincoln. It's L-I-N-K-I-N.
Yeah. The spillover is next on Early Break for the ticket.
Are they part of LinkedIn?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.